All right, we got Kelis Robinette coming up this segment at 5:10. Brad Underwood, head coach of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, former K-State player and assistant coach, will be on the show with us as well. I have been instructed by our news department to give you this update. So this is not sports. Just I'm not really good in the news realm. So just bear with me here. I am just strictly reading from our website.
The guy who told you to do this is not above you on the totem pole, just for the record. You could have told him to shove it, and he can talk about it tomorrow morning.
Well, I suppose this is pretty big news. I kid. I know this is very big news. Okay. So here's the breaking news. Kansas legislators have failed. Kansas legislators have failed to override Republican Governor Sam Brownback's veto of a bill that would have increased income taxes to help balance the state budget. State Senate voted 24-16 today to overturn the veto, but supporters were three votes short of the two-thirds majority needed in the 40-member chamber. Is that? Can I stop there, or do I need to?
Yeah, that's.
I feel like
it.
that's the info, right? I don't need to read the other two paragraphs.
Nope.
Okay. Well, there's the breaking news. I'm sure there will be much more on that tomorrow on K-Man's Morning News in Focus. So tune in to K-Man tomorrow morning for that, and tune in at 5:10 with us for Brad Underwood, Oklahoma State head coach. And former Wildcat, he'll be on the show to kick off hour two. But for now, we welcome in Kelis Robinette from the Kansas City Star and Wichita Eagle, K-State beat writer. Kelis's team seems to be increasingly harder and harder to figure out, or maybe if you just chalk it up to they're pretty inconsistent, they're easy to figure out. But what do you make of the home road split with this team lately, losing games at Bramlage but being able to take three Big 12 road wins?
Yeah, it's crazy. They're impossible to predict. I don't think I've gone into any game feeling really confident about the result and had the result turn out the way I predicted in quite some time. So it's very unusual, and the home-road split really cuts a knife in there and shows you exactly where the whole thing started. Heading into this month, you told me they'd be 2-1 on the road and winless at home. I really would have shook my head at that, but that's where they are. I'm really not sure what to make of that. You lose it. Losing home to TCU, but you went on the road at Baylor. Surprising, not what you'd expect. I guess the reason it's happening, as far as I can see, is that maybe the team just feels like their back's against the wall more on the road, come out and play with a little bit more energy. Aside from a trip to Ames against Iowa State when they fell way behind, they actually have started much better on the road than at home. And even in that game in Ames, they rallied back and took a lead in the second half. So for whatever reason, they've play with more intensity on the road than they do at home. That's something they certainly have to change tonight if they want to beat Oklahoma State.
Kelis Robinette talking with us. You know, one thing that's been surprising to me, and this team seems to be full of them at different twists and turns, but Brian Patrick all of a sudden is averaging 7 points per game over the last three. Is it fair to say they should have played him earlier just based on what we're seeing right now, or is it more fair to say, hey, he's a freshman, they were concerned about defense, whatever it is, and they were right to be cautious with it?
Well, I think his role right now is really what he probably should have been getting all along, just a few minutes at the end of the second half or at the end of the first half, and then a few minutes here and there to either come in and give some energy and some three-point shooting in the second half or help out with foul trouble. I think he's been a very nice lift, like you said. He's probably their best three-point shooter, best looking shot. So he can help. Should he have played more earlier this year? You know, I'm not at every single practice. I can't tell you how good a defense he plays or whatever, but for whatever reason, Coach Weber and his assistants thought that they really didn't trust him all the way. It's interesting that the place he carved out his playing time and his little role lately was just basically in garbage time minutes at West Virginia, where they were shorthanded, and they kind of looked at the bench and said, well, we got nobody else. So get in there, Brian, and then he makes every three he puts up, and they kind of look at each other and say, well, maybe we should be doing this more. So, I mean, based on the results he's given lately, he probably should have been playing a little bit more early, but, you know, can't go back and change it now. So he could be a difference tonight. If he can keep doing what he's doing, then that would give the team a nice lift and scoring punch off the bench for sure.
Kelis, it seems like since the beginning of the season, we haven't seen this team at 100% all the way up and down the roster, and then that continues into this past game at Texas where DJ Johnson does get back in the mix a little bit more, not quite totally himself, but at least was able to give the team a little bit more than he did last week. Going into tonight, how close is K-State in terms of health, or are we still going to expect to see some guys have limited minutes?
Well, DJ is really the only question mark left at this point. I think Dean's far enough along now that he's, you know, not in that conversation. I guess Kamau had a sprained toe a while back, but that's not something that's truly bothered him. So, as far as I can tell, it seems like they're playing, at least for the most part, at the level that most teams are playing at. Maybe there's a little nicks and bruises here, but everybody's dealing with it. DJ's just been really hard to read, you know. I guess it started before they went to Iowa State on the road. That was kind of the first sign that he had been slowed by some injuries. But during the stretch, there have been games where he's come in and played with high energy and looked great, and then other times he can't play at all. My guess would just be seeing what he did at Texas. He looked more energetic than he did the game before that. He had the game-winning shot. And, you know, I've seen him walking around in between all these games. He looks like he's in good spirits, seems to have high energy. So I would think he's at least probably feeling better than he has in a while. I would think this team is probably the healthiest tonight, the healthiest we'll have seen in a few weeks.
Kelis Robinette talking with us from the Kansas City Star and Wichita Eagle. I think, Kelis, to me, it seems increasingly likely that this team is going to finish at 500 or slightly worse in the Big 12, but yet still make the NCAA tournament just based on everything that we're seeing with the climate of the bubble right now. Would you agree with that statement, I guess, first of all, and then how interesting of an offseason does that set up?
Yeah, that's probably the most likely scenario. The game tonight really controls a lot of it because this is really, it's not a must-win. If they lose it, they can still come back and finish 500 or make the tournament in other ways. But if they win it, it's really a shot in the arm for them because it gives them the sweep over Oklahoma State. They've already got the win over Baylor, West Virginia, and it puts them in the driver's seat to finish fifth in the league standings. They'd hold the tiebreaker over Oklahoma State, and if they could take care of business the rest of the way, they'd enter the Big 12 tournament, skipping that first day. And you'd be in the top half of the league and probably at 20 wins if they could close it out the way you'd think if they could win tonight. So that would be positive. If they lose tonight, the things get quite a bit harder, and then you're looking at a scenario like you're talking about. Well, maybe they're in the tournament, maybe they're not, depending on how they close the season. At that point, you're probably hoping to sneak in at 8-10 or 7-11 if it comes to that. But win tonight, and then all of a sudden you're looking at 500 or better in the league and finishing strong. So it's wild to think about how just this game tonight could really change the team's fortune.
That win for K-State down in Stillwater was the final game of the 0-6 stretch that Oklahoma State had to start Big 12 play, and of course they've been red hot ever since then. I know that, of course, you're going to spend a lot more time watching K-State than any other Big 12 team, but from your perception, can you – see anything that's been the real difference maker for OSU as of late, being able to rally like this?
Well, defense has been the main difference. When Kansas State went and played there, I'm not really sure how to describe what they were doing. It was a lot of individual ball. I don't know if they were going for steals or blocks or whatever, but it just really wasn't very effective. And you could tell that the rate Kansas State scored, I think if I remember right, they had 96 in that game. It really did whatever they wanted, getting to the basket, shooting open shots in transition. So it's a really easy game for Kansas State. I mean, I believe it was at halftime, Oklahoma State was just making everything they put up and still barely in the lead. So very interesting game for them. But aside from that, from just bad defense, I thought otherwise they looked great. I mean, offensively, they looked as good as anybody out there. And I thought at the time, boy, if they could just find a way to hold teams to 80, 85, they would have a much better shot at winning these games. And that's really what they've done. They've compacted things in a little bit, made it harder for people just to throw the ball inside and score at will on them. I mean, they're still a little bit undersized. If Kansas State is playing efficiently and smart, they'll try to get it into DJ tonight and try to abuse him again in there. So we'll see if it happens, but that's been the biggest difference to me. They're just playing slightly better defense than they were a month ago.
Kelis Robinette with us here from the Kansas City Star and Wichita Eagle. Before I let you go, Kelis, we mentioned how they've struggled at home here lately. The promotion tonight is the first 1,000 students get a mask coming to Bramlage Coliseum. If I'm able to snag a mask from the students, will you wear it?
We're talking about like during the game, covering the entire game in a luchador mask?
Well, especially in the post-game press conference.
No, I'm not going to make you do that, but like, you know, enough for like a picture on Twitter.
I tell you what, you obtain one of these magical, I mean, honestly, if you're going to go out and take one or obtain one, I would steal one for the entire media corps.
Okay.
Take a group shot in the press conference while we're waiting for 30 minutes. I think that would be the best way to do it.
That's actually a really good idea. I'll wait until the game's over, the students clear out, and then hopefully there'll be just a bunch of them sitting there like on the second row, and I can run up and grab them.
That would be pretty sweet if every media member was wearing one of those tonight. We should try to make that happen.
Okay, good. I'm glad we planned this out. Kellis, this has probably been the most productive appearance you've had on our show. Thank you for joining us.
All right, you bet, guys.
There's Kellis Robinette from the Kansas City Star and Wichita Eagle with us here on the show. We've got Brad Underwood coming up at 5:10, the Oklahoma State head coach, former Kansas State Wildcat player and assistant coach. Take a little break from hoops. And by the way, PowerCat Game Day's at 6, so we're with you for 3 hours. Hope you like us. Coming up next, I have some thoughts on the Bob Huggins incident from Monday that I've not been able to share. But also, the Kansas City Star taught us a great lesson this weekend. That's going to be your brief break from basketball coming up next here on The Game.